Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
If you've ever been around a large group of children, maybe it's a play date, maybe you're a teacher, and things seem to be going really well, nobody's fighting, it gets silent, don't you sometimes start to wonder what they're up to? Happens in our house all the time. We'll think, oh good, they're playing nice and quietly in their bedrooms, only to come in and find something has been scattered all over the place. We have not endured this yet, although now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm gonna find one of my kids with Vaseline everywhere. When it gets too quiet, when they're working together too nicely, usually in groups of children you find that they're probably doing something they shouldn't be doing. That is the story that we read in our Torah portion this week. Parshat Noach begins with the story of the flood. Noah builds the ark. Mimi's gonna talk about that, so I'm gonna save that for her. But the end of the Parsha, almost like a footnote, we receive the story of the Tower of Babel, Migdal Babel, which is, after the flood has happened, God's tried again with humanity, hoping to get it right this time. And the people are really great. They're working together. It's really quiet. Except they're building this tower for the purpose of trying to reach God in heaven, exactly what they're not supposed to be doing. So yay for teamwork, not so yay for having a purpose that is going up, trying to get to a next level, instead of going out, trying to move forward. And I found that idea of what was wrong was not that they were working together, but the purpose was off. They were trying to get somewhere they shouldn't be going towards. And if you notice, the Torah that we were using this morning is a beautiful, small Torah, and it actually has a story behind it. You see, this Torah was saved from the Holocaust. It has traveled from Eastern Europe across the world. It is the property, is a family heirloom of Elizabeth Steiner Hayward, and she graciously allowed us to keep it in the synagogue for use when we needed another Torah and for safekeeping. And this Torah, I can't help but look at it and think of the journey that it's taken. Think of what must have happened for so many people to have worked together as a team. Not to keep it for themselves, not to find it. I am sure along the way somebody knew what this was and allowed that this Torah passed from generation, from family to family on the journey and didn't turn it in to the Nazis because it needed to move forward. And the Torah is our story. The Torah is the way in which we can find a way forward in the lessons of justice and righteousness and the way that we're supposed to love each other. And so when I look at this Torah and I think of the Tower of Babel, it reminds me that our job is to come together for a common purpose. We may not always speak the same language. We may not always even agree with each other, which is what happened at the end of the Tower of Babel. But we know that our job is not to build up and call ourselves better than somebody else. It's to take this legacy and move it forward so that the next generation and the generation after that has something to live for. And so this Shabbat, Shabbat Parshat Noach, I hope that the blessing that we can learn is that when we work together, we are able to see a way forward, finding the common ground in sacredness, in holiness, in justice, and in community. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.